Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, you know how much I enjoy hearing different ideas for side hustles. Got a fun one for you today. Today's caller is taking a leap of faith with a new and unique idea for a mobile adventure park. Mobile adventure park. I don't know if it's an acronym, like a map, but the idea of, well, they're going to describe it better, you know, essentially team building events, other outdoor activities, but in the form of, you know, bringing this adventure park to you. Now, of course, starting a business from scratch, especially something that has a lot of overhead, can be overwhelming and expensive. So how can our caller, Mary, make her vision a reality on a low budget? Hey, I love that thinking. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. The detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is Mary calling from Atlanta. I found the show from a friend who is also a small business owner. As for me, I really enjoy outdoor activities, and after organizing several successful events, I've been thinking of a mobile adventure park. I can't get that idea out of my head. I envision it for corporate teams and other events where I bring the park to you. It's more like an RV than a park, but the point is adventure. If I decide to try it, how should I proceed? I also need to do this on a low budget if possible.
Hey, Mary. Great name. That's my sister's name. So I always enjoy meeting another Mary. It's great to have you on the show as well. All right. So you are thinking of starting a mobile adventure park. Sounds like you've already got some experience organizing outdoor events, which definitely helps. So what comes next? Step number one. As I see it, first step is a big step here. Let's define the idea a bit more. Like, what is a mobile adventure park? You know, I keep imagining a roller coaster that folds up, you know, into a food truck, but that might be a little ambitious and also kind of scary. I'm not sure I want to ride on that roller coaster. So I'm guessing there might be like fewer big rides and more, you know, theme park entertainment, you know, stuff that is a little bit more compact, and perhaps cost less to put together. You know, whatever it is, I do like what a mobile adventure park signifies. I just think, you know, let's define it a bit more. So good branding, but what are we actually trying to do, you know, practically speaking here? And then, of course, second, you want to know your market. Let's identify some target customers. I think it's a smart idea to focus on corporate events or team building. That is a good market, or potentially a good market for something like this. So understanding who they are and where to find them, you know, how to market your service effectively, that's going to be a pretty critical part of the planning as well. You might want to consider partnering with some other local businesses. You might want to partner, or just consider, you know, partner with a local hotel or an adventure gear retailer, like an REI or an REI-like business that can offer packages to include the mobile adventure park. And then, you know, since Mary is looking at starting this on a low budget, I wonder what kind of alternative financing options might be a good idea, perhaps crowdfunding. It does seem like a pretty cool Kickstarter Indiegogo project, you know, the mobile adventure park. That also creates more of a story, perhaps generates more media interest. I think you definitely need to do something creative with this to get it off the ground. So I am excited to see what happens, whether this is, let's see, I think Mary's in Atlanta, wherever it turns out to be. I guess it doesn't matter because it's going to be mobile, right? Okay, yeah, the mobile adventure park can travel. Mary, good luck with everything. Listeners, if you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them each week, along with updates from listeners like Mary as they launch and grow their projects. That's all for today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.